بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون وقال تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تبارك وتعالى ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه صدق الله العظيم. Elders and dear brothers, we are coming to the end of the blessed Mubarak month of Ramadan. And as a person sees the goalpost, he sees the line at the end of the race, then naturally, whatever energy he has left within his body, then as we say, he puts his foot down. Is that the time to prepare for Eid? Is the time to prepare for the end of Ramadan? Now when he sees the line at the end, even the horse also puts in his last burst of energy. Now he'll give everything to win the race. And the rider, the jockey also, he saves the last burst of energy for the last mile, the last kilometer, the last sprint. And now he gives everything to win the race. The race is towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The race is to get Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Which moment of this last moment of the month of Ramadan where Allah has kept his muhabbat, his love and the taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ Ya Allah, which portion of these last moments of Ramadan, as we say, will strike gold? That I got it, I made it. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ And the person who struck gold, the gold of Allah's taqwa, Allah's muhabbat, Allah's love, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا شُدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ Sahaba Ikram has shadeed and intense love for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. To the extent Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّوَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِي O people of Iman, if you turn away from your deen, you don't aspire, you don't make the effort to attain my love, my muhabbat, the one that feeds you, clothes you, puts you to sleep, given you your children, the one that's given you shelter, the one that is taking care of you, the one that protects you. You turn away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, I will create a nation, yuhibbuhum wa yuhibbuna. That Allah will love them and they will love Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That I will substitute you, I will change you, I will put somebody in your place that shows me muhabbat and love, that expresses their love for me, and I will show them my muhabbat and my love. They will be soft to the believers, hard upon the kuffar. يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ The path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, they will give everything. Whether it's their health, whether it's their wealth, whether it's their time, for the sake of Allah, يُجَاهِدُونَ They will sacrifice, they will exert themselves. Till they feel the pinch in their pockets, they will feel the tiredness on their bodies. They will have to leave their homes to search for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says that, أُطْلُبْنِي تَجِدْنِي That, oh my slave, Utulubni, go and search for me, go and look for me. Right now we are searching for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. How can it be a person is chasing something that's chasing him? A person is searching for something that is searching for him. And what is that? Rozi, sustenance. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said that your rozi and sustenance is chasing you, is running behind you, is looking for you. And we are looking for something that's looking for us. We are chasing something that is chasing me. Person chases his shadow, he'll never catch it. But the object or the original or the thing of the shadow, the object of the shadow, go and embrace that. Go and embrace not the shadow, but the object. If you got the object, you got the shadow. If we strive for akhirat, the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, these are all just shadows. These are all just shadows what Allah ta'ala has kept for us in akhirat. The food we are eating is just an appetizer for the real food in Jannah. What we're enjoying our family, the sweetness is just an appetizer. It's just window shopping for Jannat. But Allah has kept in Jannat, the clothing there, the enjoyment there, the holidays there, the resorts there. These are all just window shopping. Allah has kept some sweetness in there. Just for us to understand, Ya Allah, if I get this in Jannah, what enjoyment this will be. So we're just passing, we are travelers over here right now. So these are the moments Allah Ta'ala has kept. The last few moments we're seeing the end of the race. Now for the banda not to be distracted, for the women out there not to be distracted, then now the eavesdropping will start. distraction, to keep the focus right now. That there are few moments left now to put all our energies into finding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before that moon is sighted. Once the moon is sighted, then one farz equal to one farz. Nafil equal to one nafil. Right now the doors are open. Every farz equal to 70 farais. One nafil equal to one farz. Allah has given such currency right now that the market is now blazing. Who is there to buy? Person now, they're looking for a Bitcoin. They want to bite the coin and make some money. Allah says, I'm giving it to you. It's open right now. Take as much as you want to. Get the taqwa before the month of Ramadan comes to an end. And what is this taqwa? You hear taqwa, get taqwa, la'allakum tattaqoon, la'allakum tattaqoon. You get taqwa. What is taqwa? Ulama explains so beautifully, linguistically, in the dictionary, literally, what does taqwa mean? Taqwa means to avoid. To avoid, to abstain. To avoid and to abstain. And on this they explain, the taqwa is, أن تجعل بينك وبين ما تخاف منه تقاةً تقيق من تقيق منه. Is it to place between you and what you fear, to place a barrier which will save you from that which you fear. This is taqwa. Literally speaking, تقيق من that will save you from that which you fear. And they give an example. A person lives along the seashore and his property is below sea level. So what he will do? He will build a dike. He'll build a wall, waterproof wall. We will say literally he has taqwa in him. He's done the right thing. Because the water will come into his property. A person lives near the Kruger National Park. They have the Big Five. They have dangerous animals there. So he bought a property. A national thing, what he will do? He will build a fence. To save himself from the animals. You will say literally this person has taqwa. He avoided what he feared. He avoided that which he feared. He abstained from something that will harm him. This is real taqwa. This is taqwa literally in the little sense of the word. When it comes to taqwa in regards to iman, what is taqwa? Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqati. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O people of iman, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as he ought to be feared. What is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear him like that. Like, you know, this is a worker in the company with me. So I don't have that level of fear. I don't worry so much about him. But let the boss walk in. Now it's different. Now I'll abstain from certain things. Now I'll just avoid it. But students in a madrasa class also. The ustaz is not there. Then it's like a fish market, so to say. And they are playing and they are talking. It's all friends right now. When the ustaz walk in, then he'll avoid that. Then he won't talk. Then he'll be careful. He's devoid. He will avoid displeasing the ustaz. There's a different level now of taqwa in him. But let the principal walk in. And different type of fear. Different type of awe. Now he'll fulfill the due right of the principal. He'll ask the ustaz sometime. He'll make some jokes a little bit. But when it comes to the principal, then he can't even breathe properly also now. Now he's fearful. He mustn't test me in my work. So he'll avoid everything. He will avoid the principal also. He'll abstain from displeasing him. Taqwa, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is due to Allah. As Allah ought to be feared. What is taqwa? Here ulama gives tafsir also. Taqwa, as you said, means to avoid. Not to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The basic level of taqwa. And the person who has taqwa, we call him muttaqi. That here is a muttaqoon, muttaqeen, comes in Quran Sharif. That this person who has taqwa and is abstinent, avoids displeasing Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we say he's a muttaqi, very pious person. So basic taqwa, which Allah ta'ala uses in Quran Sharif, that they have taqwa, it reverses to sometimes taqwa and abstaining from kufr and shirk. Doesn't ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is basic taqwa. He avoids shirk and he believes in tawheed of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Doesn't ascribe partners to Allah, he has taqwa. This is basic taqwa. In that case, every Muslim who has true iman in his heart is muttaqi. He has taqwa in him. But the desired degree and level of taqwa is one above that, which Allah ta'ala demands. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullah. And this taqwa we get in the month of Ramadan. What is that taqwa? That we avoid We abstain from all those things that will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to learn our deen. What will displease my Allah? What will displease Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Once a person has this in his life, that I will abstain, I will take care, I will not displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here they say, what does it mean? I will not displease Allah. I will fulfill the right of taqwa. I will fulfill haqqa tuqatihi. I will fulfill the right of taqwa. Nada ayat Allah ta'ala says, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. The fear Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. As much as you can, fear Allah. This fear of Allah also doesn't mean to be terrified. This fear of Allah actually means to fear displeasing my Allah. I don't want to displease my Allah. Like our husband has a certain amount of fear. The wife also has a certain amount of fear. I don't want to displease my wife. She's so good to me. She does everything for me. I don't want to make her angry. Is there some fear that you're terrified? But out of love, out of muhabbat, out of appreciation, I don't want to make her upset. The wife also. When it comes to the children, we don't want to please them, we don't make them happy. We don't want them to be sad. We don't want to displease them, break their heart, disappoint them. This is in love. In the same way, a true muttaqi does not want to break the command of Allah because he has his fear, may Allah get upset with me. May Allah become displeased with me because he has love for Allah. He wants to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this level of taqwa, a person gets into his heart in the month of Ramadan, where he becomes conscious, what is the command of Allah right now? To the extent that this taqwa is such that even if he has to be detrimental to him also, that he has to avoid something, has to abstain from something, and not displeasing Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and in avoiding it, and in avoiding it and not going into it, it will cause harm to himself. He is prepared to undergo the harm also. I will not do it. Whether it's harm to himself, to his parents, to his siblings, to his family, to his children, to his wife, he is prepared to tolerate that harm, but I will not tolerate the harm of displeasing Allah. This is taqwa. They can become displeased with me. They can get upset with me. But I will not break the command of Allah. This is taqwa. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Fear Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Get this consciousness of Allah in your life. What is the command of Allah? What is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? I will fulfill that and I will abstain from displeasing them. This has to become the motto of life. The rida and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is supreme. And the person who will do this, he will fear Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to the best of his ability. Fulfilling the due right of the fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. What is the due right of fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They say, حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ هُوَ أَيُّطَاعْ فَلَا يُعْصَى وَيُذْكَرْ فَلَا يُنْسَى وَيُشْكَرْ فَلَا يُكْفَرْ. What it is to fulfill the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَيُّطَاعْ, that my Allah is always obeyed. May Allah is always obeyed. When sin will come in front, the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then in my heart I have so much steam of the love of Allah, and now I can put the brakes, the dead brakes of taqwa. I will not go forward. I will not get into riba. Intermingling on the day of Eid, no hijab, no parda. And zina of the eyes, zina of the heart. And when it comes to abuse of my body, I will not break the command of Allah. My Allah, I am conscious of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah is in front of me right now. That Allah is obeyed, فَلَا يُعْصَى. Allah is never disobeyed. Allah is never disobeyed. Now how is that possible? I don't have the human strength to be in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says that fear Allah to the best of your ability. You make the means. You prepare the means around you, whether in your business, whether in your home, whether in your life, the means of the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you prepare it. And you take your precautions to the best of your ability. And then, Mufassirin say, in that condition also if you slip, and you fall into the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this will not be against taqwa. You are still muttaqi. You still have taqwa in you because you feared Allah to the best of your ability. You tried your best. That Allah will be obeyed. You will not be disobeyed. You made the intizam, the arrangements. There be no intermingling, غير maharim. But then to somebody came there. Then to the wrong person came into our company. I was traveling and then somebody came within my eyes, but I had the need to avoid this. I didn't want to get into something haram, but it just happened. I make you tawbah istighfar. Allah says, he's still muttaqi. He tried his best. And how Allah will pull you out thereafter? So what is the due right of Allah Ta'ala's taqwa? To fear Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala that he's obeyed. Never disobeyed. أَيُّذْكَرْ فَلَا يُنْسَى. That Allah is always remembered. He's never forgotten. Allah is never forgotten. This will come in my salah. Salah of concentration and devotion. That at least in every rukun of salah, I think once of Allah. This is taqwa to the best of my ability. The highest level of taqwa, Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. Where Allah Ta'ala gave them a ni'mat and bounty from Allah to the highest level, where their taqwa was on the level where they would never become unmindful of Allah for a second of their life. Every moment in the love of Allah, drowning in the muhabbat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, every breath, taking in, inhaling, exhaling, is only Allah. The remembrance of Allah, the shan of Allah. Then the splendor of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala all the time. Nabi Ali Salatu Salam will say that I make istighfar every day 100 times. Nabi Ali Salatu Salam says I make istighfar, I seek Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness 100 times every day. What's the reason? There's no sin in the life of Nabi Ali Salatu Salam. Muhaddiseen explain, commentators say that Nabi Ali Salatu Salam was climbing all the time the ladder of the ma'rifat of Allah, the recognition of Allah. All the time in the muhabbat of Allah, climbing up and up and up. Every moment getting closer and closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no limit to it. Recognizing Allah, one ayat is, wahi is coming, wahi is coming. And the ma'rifat is increasing all the time. And then when he would look back at where he was, what level of ma'rifat he was before this, then it seemed to him that that was darkness and this is nur and light. For that he will make istighfar. Ya Allah, I didn't recognize you. Ya Allah, I didn't recognize you. Ramadan is for this. Ya Allah, I didn't recognize you. This Ramadan came, little bit came into my heart. I make istighfar. I make istighfar. That Allah is remembered. This is the highest level of Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. When a person exerts himself, he obeys Allah, remembers Allah, never to be forgotten. Wa yushkar fala yughfar. And he thanks Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He's never ungrateful. Every moment is living in the bounty of Allah. For every breath is thanking Allah. Shukr, shukr, to be grateful to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And shukr, a great ni'mat from Allah. When he came to shaitan, he took a promise. لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ إِيمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ. That, oh Allah, you're sending me down to dunya, then I will lead your bondsmen and your slaves away from you, lead them astray. I will attack them, the right hand side, left hand side, مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ, from in front of them, from behind them. I will attack them, make them slip, fall down. Ramadan will pass. And how they begin, I will make all of it. And then he said, وَلَا تَجِدُوا أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. That, oh Allah, you will find most of them being ungrateful to you. They will not make shukr to you. The first Sirin commentators explained that person who thanks Allah. He remembers Allah and he thanks Allah. He remembers Allah and he thanks Allah. Allah forgive us when we eat in the bounty of Allah. How many of us forget to read Bismillah? We just start eating. We see the khajur, we see the dates, the tumur and the water and all the bounties of Allah, we forget to say Bismillah. Allah is forgotten. We don't appreciate. We finish it also, the dua for finish eating. That too we forget. We get off the dastarkhan. We don't thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Thank the cook also. The person who's feeding me, the person who's serving me, the housewife, somebody cooked, thank them. Tell them jazakallahu khairan. Somebody was kind to me, they opened the door for me. Jazakallahu khairan. May Allah reward you. May Allah reward you. Shukr to Allah. Shukr to Allah. Man lam yashkurin nas lam yashkurillah. If we cannot thank the people that are kind to us, how are we going to thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? So to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is remembrance of Allah. I'm eating food, I'm thanking Allah. I'm going to sleep, I'm thanking Allah. I'm making dua before I sleep. Upon awakening, dua again there, before going to the toilet to relieve myself. Who's in charge and who's handling my inner system? It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Little bit Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tests our health, we cannot go out, we can't relieve ourselves. The discomfort. Allah says, now you remember me. Now you say, Ya Allah. Now my stomach is not working. Now my head is paining. But you didn't make shukr. Person had, he had a cataract of the eye. Couldn't see. Couldn't see his children. Couldn't see his wife. Doctor says, we have to do operation on you. Remove the cataract. But you got to sign the papers. Disclaimer. Pay the deposit also. And the fee is so much, so many hundreds of thousands for the operation. Doctor, we have to do it. I can't see my wife anymore. I can't see my children anymore. Doctor will do the operation. And after the remove, the covering of the eye and the bandage, now he opens his eye, subhanAllah. Now I can see everything clearly. I can see my wife, I can see my home, I can drive at night also. And then the bill will come. Now the account will come. And he'll pay for the account also, in full. And above that also he sent one card. So the doctor, thanks a million. But who said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, Jazakallah, thank you Allah for the eye you gave me. Thank you for the eye you gave me. Ya Allah, I mean shukr to you. You make shukr for the one that fixed it. The one that gave you, we don't make shukr. We don't thank Allah. We abuse it. We don't use it correctly. We obey Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Don't forget Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And don't be ungrateful to Allah. This is taqwa. Person will have taqwa in his life. He'll avoid all those avenues that will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll put his breaks of taqwa. He'll take care of, he made the intention during Ramadan, Ya Allah, to the best of my ability now, I will obey you. Whichever part of my life, that person, he built a dike, water doesn't come into his property. He put up a fence, animals won't come. Ya Allah, what is breaking my taqwa? Be it my phone, some application, some incorrect deal investment, zina of the eyes, I'm involved in some illicit relationship, whether it be drug abuse, the porn sites, now you'll build a wall of taqwa. Now you'll build a wall of taqwa, think and sit down, tatafakkaru, think, Ya Allah, how do I get out of this sinful life? How do I get out of it? What plan do I make? What wall do I build? Fattaqunna walau bishikki tamara. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, just save yourself from the fire of Jahannam, even though it means you give in sadqa a piece of a date. Even a piece of a date will save from the fire of Jahannam. Whether I give sadqa every day, Allah, to the sadqa save me. The avenues of taqwa, kunu ma'as sadiqeen. Ya ayyul ladina amanu taqullah. Bring iman, believe in Allah, have taqwa and stay with the pious people. This is my wall I'm building. Go out in the path of Allah. Walladina jahadu fina. Being mujahada, leave my home, strive in the path of Allah. Allah say, lanahdiyannahum subulana. We will open avenues of hidayat for you. Avenues of taqwa for you. We'll build walls upon walls between you and sin. The heart will still want to go towards guna and sin. Allah says, I'll pull you away. I will cause you to avoid it. You remember me now, then you will thank me. Ya Allah, how you saved me. I wanted to go on to that haram porn site. Better even did. Load shedding. All of a sudden, Inna lillahi, say Allah, shukr, alhamdulillah. Allah saved me. Allah, say, I'm making shukr to Allah. Now I'm remembering Allah. Because I made a plan already. How I'm going to save myself. And the disobedience of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ma'az bin Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was leaving Madina Munawara. Nabi alayhi salatu salam was dispatching him to Yemen. It's a beautiful incident. It's heart-rending. Where he was upon his conveyance. Nabi alayhi salatu salam tahta rahilatihi was next to his conveyance and holding the conveyance and taking him out of Madina Munawara and giving Ma'az bin Jabal nasihat and advice. So Ma'az will be going, he must do this and he must do that and he must do this and he must do that. And then Nabi alayhi salatu salam says to Mu'adh bin Jabal, oh Mu'adh, possibly next year you will pass by Madina Munawwara, but you will pass upon my qabr. I will no more be here. This is the last meeting we're having. The last mulaqat. The last mulaqat, you will not meet again. But then to the fikr of Deen Supreme, to go and establish the Deen of Allah Supreme, I will leave Madina Munawwara for that also. Oh, Mu'az, you move on. They say, فَبَكَى جَشَعًا. Mu'az burst out crying. فَأَقْبَلَ بِوَجْهِهِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam turned away from Mu'az and turned towards Medina Munawwar. Couldn't see him crying. Said, Mu'az, in our language, in our way, don't fear, don't be sad. إِنَّ أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِي الْمُتَّقُونَ. Oh Mu'az, now you are enjoying my company. You can see me, I can see you. You smile at me, I smile at you. You have any worries, you come and see me. You forget everything, Mu'az. You will not see me anymore. But the real meeting is in the day of Qiyamah. The real meeting is there, where really we will want to meet forever and forever. Oh Mu'az, listen carefully. That the closest people to me on the day of Qiyamah will be al-muttaqoon, those that have taqwa. They will be close to me. Man kanu wa haythu kanu, wherever they may be, whoever they may be, and wherever they may be, whichever country, whatever color, whatever race, nationality, doesn't matter. If he has taqwa or mu'az in the day of Qiyamah, he'll be close to me. He'll be in my company. When we get this taqwa, Qiyamah's day, we'll be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's no fear. Here we have a bit of fear, we avoid. Day of Qiyamah, we are free. And just to conclude, that is now in Akhirat. We'll be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The person in this world will have this taqwa to the best of his ability. He will protect himself. He'll put up the walls of taqwa. The barriers will be there. He'll put a firewall. I won't go near. I'll get burnt. We have security, cyber security. Put a firewall up. So nothing comes through, nothing goes out. Put the firewall up, Ya Allah. Save me. In dunya, Allah will give him a mayyittaqillah. The person who fears Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, he has his taqwa to the best of his ability. Allah will make a way out for him. He sees, I can't get out of this mess. This muck and this dirt, this life, I can't make it for namaz also. Adopt taqwa. The company of the pious people, move in the path of Allah. How Allah will make a way out for my dunya, for my deen also. Ya Allah, I'm amazed how it happened. And Allah will give me sustenance a way I can't think about it. How Allah will send it? Just one example, there was a brother, one of the Arab countries, lost his business, everything went. He had his last savings left, 21,000 riyals he had. Ya Allah, what do I do now? Invest it. I lost my job. Then he sees in the local paper an auction, property auction, they're selling land. So he goes for the auction. Tells his wife, make dua. Tells the children, make dua. Allah Ta'ala opened the way for us. Had taqwa in him. Moving in the path of Allah. Thanked Allah, remembered Allah, didn't disobey Allah. Simple things, he had taqwa in his life. He went for the auction. 21,000 riyals he has. And the property started, auction started, 16,000, 18,000, he bidded. So some old story, my dear, something that happened recently. So he came 20,000 and he bidded again. I want this property, it looks good. I can do something with it. Then somebody also bidded. I thought to himself, I got 1,000 left. But this goes also, it's not profitable. All my money is gone. Then I'm out, I'm down. Finally, Allah put in his heart. Allah will inspire you. Bid for it. Say 21,000. And all other bidders around, say not worth the money. Not worth the money. So he said 21,000. So auction was closed. Then he went to the auctioneer, did the paperwork, everything, and do the EFT by tonight or tomorrow, they will do the transfer. 21,000. Bid started 16,000, 18,000, 20,000, finally 21,000. He bought the property, comes home, tells the wife, all the money is gone, make dua. Make dua, Allah Ta'ala put barakat in it. You make something from there. Somebody heard about the property, he liked it, wealthy person, he came to the auctioneer, I'll give you 25,000. It's already sold. Speak to the person, I'll give you 25,000. He says, no, can't be. He says, speak to him. Phones a person, there's somebody here, offer 25,000. If you're happy with it, then he'll pay me, I'll keep the 21,000, and I'll give you the remaining. So the figures also, when they were auctioneering, this is 16, 18, 20, 21. This person came and said, I'll give you 25. So he agreed to it, that I'll keep 21, and I'll give you 5. I'll give you 4. says, no problem. The next day he goes to the auctioneer. He did Surah Ka Salah, ask Allah Ta'ala for barakat. Ya Allah, 4,000 I'll get, or 4. He goes there and they're signing the papers. People are signed with the 25, person offer 25. This person goes to pick up, he signs the papers, person says, your cash is ready. And he sees the parcel. He says, how much is it? He says, 4 million. How can it be 4 million? I paid 21. He said, yeah, it was 21 million. Not 21,000. He thought it was 21,000. Figure 16, 18, 20, 21. He said it was 21 million. He says, Subhanallah. Ayushkar fala. فَلَا يُكْفَرْ. He said, thank you, Ya Allah. 4 million Allah gave him, free of charge. That person paid 21 million, 25 million, went to the auctioneer, and 4 million. وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ وَلَا يَحْتَسِبْ. He had taqwa in his life, and we Allah opened the door for him. Allah wants to give us like that, my dear brothers. Qiyamah's day, close to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, Allah was through dunya tawfeeq. All we have to do, get taqwa in the month of Ramadan. We have a few days left. Get the company of the pious, go in the path of Allah, build our walls of taqwa. This taqwa will come into our life. Allah Ta'ala will give us a life of purity, cleanliness, akhirat also. The taqwa will take us to Jannah. Allah Ta'ala will give us sufi to make amal. Wa akhiru alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.